Hi, this is Shannonessa. I'm from Grape Hop Tours, and you can learn more about my tours at www.grapehops.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. If you've ever wanted to go to Croatia or Piedmont, we have a couple ideas for you here. We're going to be joined by Shannon Issa, who is the founder and tour guide at Grape Hops Tours. They specialize in wine, beer, and food adventures in Italy, Spain, and Croatia. And in particular, she has a couple of tours coming up that she's going to talk to us about. I've always wanted to go to Croatia. Shannon, we thank you so very much for joining us today. I'm curious, why Croatia? Did you go there on another trip, or did somebody recommend that as an idea? How did that evolve?
Well, how it evolved was in 2012, I went over to Europe for 5 months. I'd always wanted to go to Croatia, and I was already running tours in Spain and Italy. And because I was in Europe for that long of a period of time, I had to get out of the Schengen zone, which is a zone comprised of most of the European countries where you can't stay for longer than 90 days in a 180-day period.
Oh.
So I had to go to Croatia because they were in Schengen. So I went there for a month, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the countryside. I fell in love with the wine, and I fell in love with the food. So when I came back, I decided to put something together, wine and food-wise, to take people over there and experience the same things that I did.
And Croatia, like I'm thinking of, if you're in Italy and you just go over the border from Friuli or something like that?
That's right. That's where we do spend some time in Istria, which is that part of Croatia that's close to the Slovenian and Italian borders. That used to be part of Italy, so it's very similar to Italy. Lots of people speak Italian there. A lot of the varietals are the same as the varietals you might find in Friuli or Alto Adige.
Yeah,
the foods are quite similar. But then we also go down south where it's Dalmatia, and that's a lot different down there. It ceases to become Italian at that point.
Really?
Or Italian-ish, yes.
Oh,
it's more Eastern European once you get down farther into the south part.
So the food changes entirely? Does the weather change also?
It's pretty much beautiful all up and down the coast. The weather, the first year I was there in 2012, it was hot and sunny and beautiful the entire month I was there. Last year, I got a little bit of rain, pretty much all up and down. I don't think the weather is that much different from north to south. It's Mediterranean climate.
Okay, so talk to us about the dates of the Croatia tour, and you kind of gave us a little bit of a heads up about what you're going to be accomplishing on the tour.
The tour that's going in May starts on May 16th. And the basic tour, which runs from Rovinj, which is in the north, down to Split, goes until May 26th. And then there's an additional part that you can add on in Dubrovnik for people that don't mind spending an extra 3 days with another group. The one that starts on May 16th in Rovinj goes from Rovinj down to Hvar Island and Split. So it's in Istria to begin with, and then we go head down into Dalmatia. And Hvar Island is a really amazing place. It's an island where the Greeks originally planted grapes in the 4th century BC. So you can still see a lot of the old Greek plots. The vineyards are not, of course, not there anymore. There's new vineyards, but you can see how they set up their farms and their vineyards that long ago. It's amazing.
I understand that you really like art. So on your trip, with even though the theme is wine and food, do you get to go into any museums or anything like that?
We do a little bit of that. Mostly, not so much in Croatia. We do visit some churches with frescoes and mosaics, but we don't really go into too many art museums.
Okay.
There are plenty of days where you'll have free time where you can go off and see some things on your own that aren't, you know, wineries or olive oil farms or whatever.
Does Croatia have a history of making beer as well as wine? Is there any brewing that goes on there?
There is brewing. I wouldn't say it's craft brewing, not that I know of. But where we do visit is when we go to Piedmont.
Mm.
You know, Piedmont was where the Italian craft beer movement was born. And there are a lot of great craft breweries in Piedmont, Italy. And on that tour, which is in September, we do visit a few of those craft breweries.
as well as a special tasting where you're going to maybe do a truffle hunt and learn about sheep milk cheese?
Yes, we do a lot more. That one is just sort of jam-packed with food, beer, and wine. We visit plenty of wineries. We visit some craft breweries, and we also meet the cheesemakers, meet the pasta makers, go to the olive oil place. It's all about, really about food and wine, and Piedmont is a great place to explore those things because they're firing on all cylinders in all those categories.
And aren't you going to be touching or right at the beginning or end of a couple different festivals?
Yes, there's the Duja d'Or Festival, which is a wine and food festival that's a week long. They have one big day where there's, you know, 100,000 people there. We will try to go to at least one of those days, if not the 100,000 people day. And then it ends right before the Palio d'Asti, which is one of those famous horse races where they dress up in medieval outfits and then have the different parts of the town in their quarters. It's a medieval thing. So it ends right before that, so people that want to continue on and go see that race and experience that festival can then do so.
Tell us the dates again of these two tours.
Okay, the Croatia one is May 16th through the 26th or 29th, whether you add on in Dubrovnik or not.
Okay.
And the Piedmont tour is September 11th to 18th.
September 11th through the 18th. Okay, and so the cost of the tours does not include travel. People have to get themselves somewhere in Europe?
Yes, they do.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I started in 2010, and my first tours were in 2011.
Do you ever touch on olive oil, any of your visits?
Yes, we do. The Piedmont trip, and then also in Croatia a little bit. And I'm going to be starting to do Catalonia in northeastern Spain next year in 2015, and we visit an olive oil place there. But that's a pretty small part, you know, it'll be one visit probably where we see something like that. And we eat a lot of olive oil.
Oh, yeah. And how about, like, nuts? You know, whatever's local, I would imagine you are immersed in.
We don't really go and visit any nut farms, but in Galicia, on my Galicia tour, which is in the gorgeous Ribera Sacra area, there's chestnut trees on the property of the place where we stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the season, you know, we go in June and they don't have their season then.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, no, it's more wine, olive oil, cheese.
And beer.
You know, over in Europe, in a lot of these places, they might have their olive oil trees over here, but then over here they have their vineyard, and over here they have their tomatoes. They're really self-sustaining on these places. So you see almost everything on every farm.
I understand.
They've got the sheep over there.
And your trip to Spain in June, is that sold out, and Venice and Bologna in July?
Venice and Bologna, we still have space on that one. That's more of a city's trip where we visit Bologna and really explore that city. We do have some day trips to a Parmigiano place, a balsamic vinegar, artisanal balsamic vinegar place, and a winery. And then when we get to Venice, we, you know, it's cultural. We walk all over the city. I lived in Venice for a year, so I know it pretty well. I also wrote a book about eating there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, this is a while ago, but so we really get into the town, and we see places that most tourists don't go to, and we drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of food.
Oh, wow. Shannon, so we thank you so very much for joining us today. Grape Hops, tell us the website.
www.grapehops.com.
Thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Oh, I'd love to go to Croatia. If you go, you've got to join me for an interview afterwards. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
You're listening to iWine Radio.